The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. With parental control monitoring apps and the new Bark phone, Bark is the best comprehensive parental control tool for families. Listen to today's episode for more details.
Hey everybody, producer Andy here, and it is about 8 o'clock on Sunday, and I'm about to drive 8 hours into the mountains. And we are all still enjoying our summer vacations and all of that fun mishmash of busy. So we're going to run you a bit of a rerun today. And remember to head over to DustinNickerson.com for tour dates to catch him at a city near you.
Everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back. There we are, a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me here in our state-of-the-art recording studio slash the corner of our bedroom that we just got in a fight in is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Hey, everybody. It wasn't really a fight. It was I wouldn't even really call a fight. What I call it is a morning podcast.
A first thing in the morning podcast.
Which is not a strong suit for either of us.
We're not morning people.
No, I would, I mean, we are alive during the mornings. We are awake during, I would say I probably get up earlier than most comedians due to the fact that I have children and such, but I'm not on.
We're not thriving.
Yeah. It's there's kind of just like a baseline of irritability.
Mm-hmm.
And, neither of us are particularly open to feedback.
Working with your spouse is complex.
Yeah, particularly in the AM. But normally we record this between 11 and like 1.
Yeah.
And it is 9 right now, which I know a lot of you, you're like, 9?
You're like, pull it together, Nickerson.
Yeah, I'm on my third break. I don't know.
Third break? I got here at 5.
My shift is almost over. I've been working since 2 a.m.
15.
Yeah, that is not what a day-to-day on the days that I'm home looks like for Melissa and I is the kids get up and Melissa kind of half gets up with them. Melissa gets up and makes sure the big kids are up and then they get to the carpool and or walk to high school. Mm-hmm. And then you get up a little later and kind of prep the house a bit. And then I get up about 20 minutes before Claire has to go to school, our youngest, by about 20. I mean, exactly 20 minutes. And we take her in and then we come home. We have about an hour of just like morning stuff. Maybe I'll usually check the email, various socials work, maybe do a Wordle, let a little bit of caffeine kick in, and we'll dink around. And then on pod days, we would record. Not today. Today, we went up all those things, school, fight, pod. It wasn't a
We're being productive. It's only 9.
Right, because we have lots to talk to you guys about today, but a lot of what we're going to talk about is the upcoming book, How to Be Married to Melissa, which is part of the reason we are doing it now, because I think this podcast is very important to us and it'll always come out. Well, it almost always comes. I think we missed a couple weeks in 3 or 4 years or whatever, but there's lots of promotion for said book.
Yeah,
there's
lots of appointment,
podcast and Zooms. Interviews, yep. And you know,
we're 2 weeks out.
Yeah,
two
you know, there's
actually less when it
when this got, as of today, as of recording, How to Be Married to Melissa comes out 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. If I had enough energy in me, I would have feelings about that right now. But I more just read that as a fact on a sheet and it didn't resonate with me in any way whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I think some people are going to get on the 6th.
Some people are getting it early.
Yeah, I think on it, if you check on
Amazon. I think it's a pure Amazon thing, yeah.
Amazon might give it to you a day early.
Because I was talking to my mom this last weekend, and she had pre-ordered it, and she's like, I get it on June 13th. And I was like, that's between you and Bezos.
Yeah, that's significantly later.
Yeah, I don't know. A whole week. I don't know how that works. I don't know if she's working from some other, I don't know.
Bezos is going to walk the book to her house.
Hers was called like Amazon. There was a G on the end. I don't know.
It's different.
It's different. They wait for, they order from Amazon and then they just ship it to you directly. They actually don't even put it in any container. It's just got a stamp over my face on the cover. And it's actually more expensive too. You don't get a better deal
on
it.
And later.
It's later and more expensive.
Amazon.
Amazon.
Okay. Is that dot net?
Dot gov. So I'm not even really sure whose government it is. But anyways, you guys can buy it on Amazon if you want. It's also available on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. I think it'll be in bookstores
local
on June 7th.
Bookstores.
I don't know how it
Let's
works.
Cross our fingers.
I'm not. I mean, I am an author, allegedly, which is crazy. But I don't know what the process is like. There's so many times in this process of not just writing the book, but publishing the book. And I've said to the editor and the various
marketing
publisher and team and marketing team and my agent and have just been like, I am going to follow your lead because I don't know what these terms mean that you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just like the monkey that writes. That just how many?
Like, just give us a bunch of words.
Just how many words do you need on what topic? And I'll do my best. And then you tell me which were good enough monkey words to stay in the book. And they picked 55,000 of those monkey words.
Great.
I did John Acuff's podcast yesterday, and I made some joke about 55,000 words. He's like 55,000. He's like, that's like a book. That's like a real book. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I literally just did whatever they told me to do.
Yeah.
But we had to cut a lot. Reality is I over-delivered, ladies and gentlemen. I can write. I'm downplaying myself here. I just don't know how process works. Before we get too much further into that, in addition to being able to write, I also perform stand-up comedy. And the seasonal headliner tour kicks off very, very soon. The book comes out June 7th. Ooh. And June 10th is the first date of the seasonal headliner tour in D.C., Washington, D.C. Okay, the rest of the dates are San Diego, July 1st and 2nd. Chicago, July 6th and 7th. Rosemont, the 8th and 9th. San Francisco, the 13th. Huntsville, the 14th through 16th. Nashville, the 23rd. Appleton, Wisconsin. The 29th through 30th, Phoenix the 31st into August, Sacramento the 11th, Bakersfield the 13th, Oxnard the 14th, Irvine the 17th, Seattle the 27th, Spokane the 28th, Raleigh the 31st, September, Charlotte the 1st, Indy the 2nd and 3rd, Kansas City the 4th, Salt Lake City the 9th and 10th, Atlanta the 16th, Minneapolis the 17th, Portland the 18th, 25th, Louisville the 29th, Houston, Austin 9:30, 10:01, Philadelphia October 19th, and St. Louis, October 28th and 29th. That's the seasonal headliner tour. There might be another date or two in there. I have no idea, everybody. These things are moving targets, but those are all on sale right now. And ticket sales are good in some markets and abysmal in others. So if you guys want to buy some tickets because you live in that area, that would be really, really great. DustinAkerson.com/shows. We want to talk a little bit about a book today. We also need to talk a little weekend recap.
Yeah.
And some family stuff. So
do you want to start with weekend
recap? We'll start with some weekend recap. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was different because it was it wasn't like a true weekend. It was I was gone more than it was longer than a weekend. Left on Wednesday and got home on Monday. Don't do that a lot. Haven't done that in a while. I don't even remember when the last one I did was, but I was out with Nate Bargatze Wednesday through Saturday. We went to Vancouver and then we were in Spokane for what felt like a week, but it was two nights. We were there Thursday and Friday.
You know what? I almost
I almost held in that yawn, but I just for authenticity purposes, I just let it ride.
We are telling you the truth.
Yeah.
It is 9 in the morning.
It is 4 in the morning for me right now.
You are in Pacific time.
Yeah, I didn't even change time zones.
Okay. So I mean, you're in Canada?
I was in Canada.
In Spokane,
so we flew to Vancouver.
Then you yawned.
And then I yawned. And I you know what? Actually, guys, there was a gap between when Melissa started that sentence. I actually had fallen asleep. We had to have Steven edit that out. I'd fallen asleep in this podcast. And
mid-sentence.
Mid-sentence. You may have heard a... And that was my head hitting the mic. Wednesday, went to Vancouver. Thursday, Friday in Spokane. Saturday in beautiful Bellingham, Washington. Bellingham is as pretty as it's ever been.
Mm-hmm. It's a best kept secret.
It's so funny. We were, I made a new friend this weekend with Graham.
Which is good.
Graham K.
Yep.
Graham K is a very funny comedian, which is very funny because we had referenced his viral tweet last week.
I saw it today.
You did?
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That tweet has gone viral so many times.
His name wasn't attached to it.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Gosh, I hate the internet.
Just someone on Facebook
just posted. Yeah. It was hire a moving company. No one's trying to slip a disc for
if you're over 35, don't hire a moving company.
Or do hire a moving company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no one's trying to slip a disc for 2 Bud Lights or whatever.
In a slice of pizza or something.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Very funny. Mm-hmm. And that's who I was working with. Graham, he's very, very funny. And I don't know who Graham was. We just had never met. He's good friends with Zoltan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because nice. they did the
Seattle Comedy Festival.
How'd you know that?
Well, I know Zoltan won a Seattle Comedy Festival.
But how did you know? He's not a Seattle comic. How did you put
I actually just kind of assumed he was from the Northwest because Nate kind of chooses regional guys. Where's he? Oh, no, he's from.
He's Canadian.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Canadian.
And like East Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the side of Canada you haven't been to yet.
I mean, I've never Quebec? Been to Ottawa. Never been. He's not French Canadian. Just Canadian. But he.
You almost went there.
Yes.
And you were on a tour that almost went there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taylor States got moved, right?
No, John States.
Oh, yeah. Got canceled. What happened there? The
You were supposed to fly like past Maine.
Yeah. Yeah.
On an international flight. Yeah.
That I'm remembering when our spring 2020 got canceled twice.
Yes.
Because John got canceled and that went
down.
John
got canceled at Thanksgiving.
At Thanksgiving. And so all those dates went away. And then that's why you hear me laughing. It's not making light of a situation. It's just remembering this up and down pain that the Nickerson family went through.
Yeah.
Because all that work was gone. And then we're like,
and then
I rebuilt it. And then COVID. And you're like, well, I guess I'm just supposed to be home spring 2020. This is what it's looking like for us, everybody.
Getting around it.
No, so I've never been there before, but Graham and I connected a lot. We hung out a lot. He shaved and got a mustache by the end of the weekend. It was very funny. It was man friends. Just a couple of dudes making friends together. And I told
I'm jealous.
Well, the funny thing is, I know, right?
My kids won't let me talk to anyone at church.
I know. Sorry about that. I know when I'm at church with you, like that's like my role post-service is like, guys, just let mom do her thing. We'll just go sit on one of these tables. We live in San Diego. It's very nice outside. Just sit at a table. Let the sun hit us. Let mom work the courtyard a little. You've heard of working a room. Mel can work a courtyard. Not a courtyard Marriott, but a courtyard outside of the main building. it was funny, like I told him because it was very scenic in the Northwest this last week and it looked
so beautiful.
Yeah, and you know,
waterfalls, green trees,
and
blue
Vancouver
sky.
and Bellingham and Spokane in certain areas are particularly scenic. I mean, most of the Northwest is, but and we drove
Spokane's on a river.
Yeah, with the waterfall. It's the you know, and you can see mountains everywhere and Bellingham in particular is we drove by Rainier, we drove by the gorge.
This is like they're starting to get their good time of year.
Yeah.
Which is like June, July, August. Yeah.
Usually it doesn't kick fully in until July because I wouldn't be surprised if it was raining today. It actually did rain while we were there.
You just, in May, you get a couple of gorgeous days.
Yes. They're stunners. Absolute stunners. So it was really nice up there and the crowds were lovely. And when we were in Bellingham, I kind of kept hyping Bellingham. I was like, Bellingham is very, very pretty. But I don't know Bellingham all that well. I haven't been that much. And so we're at the theater, and I was like, I think the lake is close. And there's got to be like a view. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's got to be like a view of the mountain or Mount Baker or whatever. And I went to the woman who was working the door, and I was like, hey, can we walk to the water or anything? Is there something? She's like, oh, no, that's not a walking distance. She's like, you would have to drive. It's too far. There's no way. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, we've got to be near the ocean, right? Like, I know on the map situation, but Graham and I start walking west.
Okay.
And I was like, I hear seagulls. The air smells different. Melissa, we went 3 blocks and we were on the ocean. I was like, is this an unwalkable distance?
Wow.
Or did you not know where you were, so you just came in very confident? Or did you think we were like celebrities that shouldn't be walking
you
or something?
Be out.
I don't know what motivated that answer, but we were 3 blocks.
Maybe she panicked.
From the end of America. The nation ended right there. Right. I mean, it was so funny. I was like, this is you. How do you not, you know what we're looking for? We're looking to go look at something scenic. And how do you not go, oh, 3 blocks right there, the Pacific Ocean. Just boom, right there.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. So we walked down there. It was great. It was like sunset. No, not really sunset yet, because there's like no light until like 9:30 or whatever. Yeah.
The sun doesn't set in the Northwest in the summer.
Yeah. In summer. So I told him, I was like, you know, we've seen all these like scenic, lovely places and it's been very nice. And I go, and the next time I'm going to see you, it's going to be like in the hallway of a comedy club where the door and the bathroom keeps opening and it smells like pee.
Right.
And we're going to have to like wedge in between each other and not talk. So let's enjoy this moment.
Right.
Because really any friendship could get formed in these conditions.
You're like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
Oh, and especially with you and Nate, you're riding the bus or flying private and you're staying in the hotel. And he's just like, yeah, we're all friends right now. We're all getting along.
Right.
Everything's, this is as comfy as the road gets for you. It's very posh. These crowds are very good. It's very, I don't know. It was, so anyways, it was nice to be in the Northwest. And then on Sunday, there's like a marriage group, Better Married, or I think is what they were called. Marriage Better. I don't remember what it was called. It was in South Puyallup area. It was so funny. I made the joke to them. I was like, I didn't know you could be this far from the Puyallup. This is only Northwest humor here, but there's a thing called the Puyallup Fair. And the Puyallup Fair is, at least it was when I was a kid, was the biggest fair like this side of the Mississippi. It's big.
Yeah, what they always boasted about. And Puyallup has the space. Yeah.
You can do it at a trot. You can do it at a gallop. You can do it at a pace where your heart don't palpitate. Just don't be late. Do the Puyallup. That was it. It was a very big thing, the Puyallup Fair, especially in the South Puget Sound area.
If you lived in Tacoma or Federal Way.
Yeah. Fife, Olympia, any of the South Puget Sound area.
I don't know if Gig Harbor came over.
Well, no.
Yeah, they went to their summer homes.
Yes, yes. Their boats couldn't travel to. Yeah. They couldn't. The yachts didn't have a harbor to sail into. So, years ago, I performed at the Puyallup Fair with John Crist.
That's right.
And it, which was so funny, just
family
being in
day.
These grandstands. Mm-hmm. And so I have picked up this Puyallup fan base and the surrounding area. But I was like, Federal Way, where I grew up, was on the I-5 corridor. We were on the freeway. Mm-hmm. And I just told them that as I got there. I was like, I didn't know you could go this far past the Puyallup Fair. Because the Puyallup Fair is already well off the beaten path. That was always there was like one road in there. It's so hard to get to. The parking's bad. People are bootlegging parking out of their front yards. It's a whole to-do. All to go ride the Extreme Scream and buy a hot tub.
Yeah, it's a different world out there. It feels like a small town.
It is
a small town, but it feels like middle America.
Yes. And when Puyallup. Yeah, in 1965.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when Mount Rainier blows, it's gone. They just sit at the base of this active volcano.
They do.
So it was deep, but it was a fun event.
Mm-hmm. You were up in Puyallup. Like
that's
4
what I'm saying.
Weeks
I was
ago,
there,
you've been there twice.
This is kind of what the road's like. Is every once in a while you're like, oh yeah, I've been here, you know, and this is kind of familiar. And I was just driving to the gig, and I was I got a little window, and I was like, I need a cup of coffee, and then I typed in the nearest Starbucks, and you know, I've never been in these areas, even though I grew up. And then I pulled up and I was like, oh my gosh, I was at the same Starbucks like 3 weeks ago doing the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, get a little something before. And I had no idea they were even close. So real glamorous out there, guys. And then I went and stayed at my not super nice hotel by the airport.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're working with. But it's great. I love working with Nate. Super fun. And the crowds, like I said, were great. And I made a new dude friend.
It's just great.
It's, you know.
It's a big win when you're 38, 37. Excuse me.
Oh my God. Yeah, I think he's younger too.
Well, it is my birthday month. No, it's not. It's still May. I've already rounded up.
Listen, I'm impressed you rebounded and really turned it on here.
I'm trying.
So mad at me.
Well,
28 minutes ago.
I don't like being rushed.
I know. Can I ask you a question that I would like to discuss on the pod?
And no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to. Why did you not get ready in the hour and 10 minute gap that you had to get ready?
I've been up 2 hours.
Well, what I mean is at 8:30, I took Claire to school, and then we started recording
at 9.
At 9.
Yeah.
So, I got off of there. So there was like a 40-minute window from when I left the house with Claire to when we started recording, where like you could have kind of done the stuff that you wanted to do, but
I know I was answering emails and kind of putzing around. No, because I gotta take the kids to appointments, so I have to like call the school,
and tell
them,
right.
And Joel has a minimum day.
Instagram,
I'm just getting my head around the day. And when you said, I knew we had to start recording at 9 for your next appointment, you know, podcast, but then we didn't do video, so then I didn't really need to get dressed,
right?
But I feel all slouchy and
right. The real
just wearing my pajamas.
The real
here.
Tension happened when I was like, okay, I'm ready when you are. And I didn't mean that. And then you're like, I'm going to change. And I go, well, you don't have to change.
We're not doing video.
We're not doing video. And then you spiraled.
Well, and if I'm honest, it reminded me of when I felt rushed on Mother's Day when I was running late for dinner and we had a reservation and I was upset that you were rushing me.
Oh.
And that's how my brain works, is I rehash the past.
So I said, you don't have to change. And you go, Mother's Day 2022. Yeah.
Well, on Mother's Day, you rushed me.
You made a reservation at the restaurant that I like so much and told me the time 4 days in advance.
But I'm not ready.
And I was running a little behind.
And I took that personally. My motivation has all these like emotions behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I will work out by myself, I will just do it.
Right.
But sometimes when I work out with you, I bring all my emotions to it.
Sometimes.
And then I like want to check out or not engage or not try.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed.
And I'm like, just try. But I can't. So there's something about me like co-working or co-exercising with you that I can get like an emotional funk and I can't just like do it.
What is that? What is that?
So
why don't you tell me about that?
Well, I think recognizing it is helping.
Right. That's the
but
start.
There is something like I don't record a lot of podcasts, just you and me. Right.
I mean, you record more podcasts than most people.
That's true. But like when we went to Austin to record Ivy's podcast,
being a guest on podcast. Yeah.
And we were at the wrong location and we had to like, I had timed my espresso for the podcast. And then I pounded it in the car and then we had to drive 30 more minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so then we showed up and we sat down and I was like, I'm nervous, which not most people would just say that, but I would.
Yeah. I'm very intimidated by this.
But then it's like, go.
Yeah.
I don't have time to like sort myself out. We just like, you're like, well, you were on. you know, we're recording. And with you and me, like, there's more of a buffer.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a production staff here.
No.
Being like, all right, call times right now.
Right.
Go.
And there's no assistance. It's just me and you.
Organic.
And we've
homegrown.
I would say today's the second one that I can remember where I've gone, hey, I don't think you're in a place right now.
Yeah, I think that happened last week.
For us to... No, I don't think it was last week.
Because we were having mic issues.
That was a few weeks ago, yeah.
Anyway.
Where it's like, we need to go collaborate together.
Yeah.
What do you think the working out one is? Because I've noticed you can be a little lackadaisical sometimes. And then I'll be like, we have the clock. And like, you know, we start on the minute. And then
I can't always see the clock. And I'll just kind of follow your lead.
Yeah.
I think what I do is I just like zone out and let you lead it.
It's like the airport. Same idea. You're like, well, Dustin seems to be doing this. Which is funny because you're the fitness instructor.
So yesterday when we were lifting weights, I brought my like little... Because when I do it myself, I'm like crazy motivated.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I do have like music in my ears, which is different. But I brought like my routine out there to collaborate. And if I like speak into the workout, I'll be more engaged.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
And did you?
I felt like I tried harder.
To collaborate?
Like to work out to participate.
Sure.
You know, we picked 20 weightlifting exercises.
Well, you just get chatty too.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
That's a lot of it is like we do like a HIIT workout because we don't like to work out for a long time.
Yeah.
We're not grazers when it comes to working out. I like to do a 10 to 15 minute run and then a 20 minute weights. That's what I have in me.
Mm-hmm.
And just attention span wise and daytime wise, that's what we have.
Yeah.
And the way that we do it is there's 40 seconds on and then a 20 second break. As soon as we hit that 20 second break, you bring up a topic, like a different topic each time. And I'm like, by the time you have finished introducing the topic, we have 8 seconds to the next workout, of which we have not decided upon yet. And so I'm grabbing the weight and I was like, well, I guess I'll see you around the 5-10 second mark into it. But then you told me the other day when you're like, well, I do like some extra at the end of the 40 second.
No, I did like one more rep.
Just real casual out there.
I don't know.
Yawning.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah. When I used to take fitness classes and I had like little kids, I would always be yawning during the workouts and they would be so insulted. But I was like, I'm just tired. This is hard.
Yeah. No, you're really
just tired.
You're really kind of out of it. Like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Like, you're not, I don't know.
I'm zoned out.
You're zoned out and you're also just kind of easily distracted and. Aloof.
Well, when I used to race, like running, I would try to relax. And like that includes like yawning.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, body, you're just going to go do the hardest thing possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just be like a tight, anxious stress ball.
Yeah. I mean, you can be
leading up to it. Try to relax your muscles and stuff.
Yeah. No, I think it's very, very funny.
I've noticed it and I'm trying to be more engaged because the other day you were like, that's not really high knees. And I was like, I know.
When I'm not like in charge out there, though, it is good to see you as a good, submissive Christian woman following my lead. I
Please
do like
elaborate.
Yeah, no, no you know, I am the head of the household, and that means I lead the workouts. Means to guide you in every way, spiritually, physically, emotionally.
Oh boy,
triggered.
Yeah,
it's.
I'm zoning out again.
I know it's a real issue. It's hard to keep you focused sometimes. Who's got ADD here? Well, you guys, it's insights like this and deep. Observations about our marriage and our individual differences that are highlighted in an upcoming book called How to Be Married to Melissa. I'm so sorry for promoting this. I'm not sorry for this. I worked so hard on this and I want you to go buy it and I want you to have friends buy it and I want you to tell a lot of other people to buy it too. Strangers. If you could order multiple copies on Amazon and then resell that for even higher. So now the book is $65 because it's on its second markup.
It will arrive on the 4th of July.
Yes.
And I bet you're going.
There will be no cover. There'll be, the cover will have been ripped off.
I bet you're going to a wedding this summer.
Oh,
Or a bridal shower.
Is this a good book for that?
Yeah, I think you should get them like a gift card or something off the registry, but you should also give them this book.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't just give them some random knickknacks.
And don't give them a marriage book. Other than this one.
This one.
This is the one.
Can this I read the one they need?
I'm going to talk about the reviews that my friends wrote.
Yeah.
Which was very nice of them. Though it doesn't look like Trey's is on here. Oh, there it is. Here we go. This one right here. Dustin Nickerson is going to make you laugh. Think and be a better partner. I can't wait for you to read this book. Kev on stage, comedian, awesome. Podcaster, producer.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin, with darling Melissa, gives us a front row peek into their very normal, hilarious, wait, are they spying on me and my husband relationship? It's insightful, helpful, and entertaining. And as a comedian, I gotta have fun while I'm learning. Leanne Morgan.
Love that.
Dustin is as hilarious on the page as he is on the mic. He and Melissa share their marriage and arguments with such vulnerability that I felt like a nosy neighbor listening in and then turning to my husband saying, thank God we don't fight like that. Right before we begin an argument about how we do, in fact, fight like that. Angela Johnson Reyes, actress, comedian, podcaster. Thanks, Angela. And how to be married to Melissa feels like you're having a conversation with a guy who has a legitimate experience and expertise in my favorite things, faith, marriage, and comedy. In a culture full of fake it until you make it people, Dustin is the real deal when it comes to all three categories. Trey Kennedy. That's nice, Trey.
So nice.
They did a good job with those things.
Mm-hmm.
Reviews. None of them read the book, but
I mean, good job making those famous friends.
It was a funny joke that you just missed because you are not sharp right now, Nickerson.
Who's they? Oh, the endorsers.
Did the review. They didn't read them. I'm not going to redo the joke.
I thought you meant the publisher,
Melissa,
the editor.
You need to sit down, eat your pizza,
watch your movie.
Watch your movie.
That is what I need to do. You know, Dustin, I created this Amazon author
page. It looks really good.
And
you've done an...
I am trying.
I cannot tell you how great of a job you've done with all that stuff. All the author stuff, all the advanced reader stuff, all the organization on the promotional stuff. I'm very, very grateful, and you're absolutely crushing it.
Thank you. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
I mean, it's not as hard as writing the book.
You're dead.
guys, we've told you before, the premise of this book is that marriage books are very silly, and the idea that somebody could tell you how to be married is ridiculous. So this is just us looking at some of the most common points
topics
of tension and topics within relationships, and saying maybe there's some insight in here, maybe, but mostly what this is our experience, our stories.
Years. Yep.
So chapter one, if you like Fight Club, you'll love Marriage.
And I
chapter.
Think that is the chapter we're going to put on the podcast in 2 weeks on launch day. So you'll get a free audio chapter on, well, it'll be June 8th.
It's actually the only chapter of the book that I wrote.
I wrote the rest.
Chapter number two, A Full Heart Won't Fill an Empty Bank Account. That's about our years in the rat shack.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter three, I'd Like to Order a Happy Marriage, But Hold the In-Laws. Chapter four, Great Sexpectations. Heyo, there's a pun. Chapter five, The World's Shortest Advice on Cheating. Chapter six, Marriage is About Balance, But Sometimes It Gives You Vertigo. Chapter seven, Our Footprints in the Sand Are on Different Beaches. That's probably my favorite title.
So good.
Chapter eight, We're Both Fat, But Only One of Us is Pregnant. Chapter nine, The Baby's 2 days Old. Is It Time to Schedule a Vasectomy? Chapter 10, Kids Are Always the Hardest Age. And chapter 11, Love the Ones You're With. That's it, guys. Poured my heart and soul into that book.
Also, if you pre-order and enter your receipt number, then you can join our Zoom hang on right around launch day. Yep, I think it's going to be on launch day.
Oh gosh, that's coming soon.
I know. It's 2 weeks away. So,
if you pre-order, many things to do.
You can hang out with us on the day our book publishes.
It will probably be fresh off a fight.
Probably.
Or at least some tension.
You know, these kind of deadlines are hard. There's extra work
Melissa,
and stress and pressure.
There could be zero deadlines on our calendar, and you would be just like this.
And? And you would still be dead.
I think there's a little bit of you that you, well, this is just roller eyes, that kind of likes.
Why are we still?
That kind of stress and the drama and the,
I didn't say I didn't like it.
I knew it. That's not in the book. I wish we could rewrite the book. I know. I've known all along you like it. I've always known it. You do like
it. I do like it. It's exciting.
The drama, the tension.
Yeah.
What an enormous breakthrough we just had. We need to record early in the morning more often. That was a really, really big thing. Well,
it's fun.
I know. Well, it's fun.
Well, not for everyone.
No. Yeah, you could fool everyone involved in the middle of it that you're enjoying yourself. Do you think this is why your kids like it too? Do you think that as I've said to one of our children many times, hey, if you yell and cry about everything, you yell and cry about nothing.
That some of those traits come directly from me.
A little llama drama.
Yep.
One thing that this book will actually be helpful for you is we're coming into summer, guys. And we all got a little downtime during the summer. We all there's more windows to stir up drama and have a good time, but also maybe relax on a beach and read this book, or lock yourself in the bathroom away from your kids and read this book, or I don't know when people read.
I read while my 8-year-old falls asleep,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of moms just go audiobook.
Yeah.
They don't even pretend to buy a book.
Oh, and if you guys, a lot of people will order the Audible and and then they'll always ask, like, do you read it? Is it you? And yes, it is me. And it took so long. So long. Still great. We were happy to do it. And it adds, a lot to it. But I get it. I've done some audiobooks too. It just, I just find myself not paying attention all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, I just missed some plot points.
Yeah, go back.
It's not easy to passively consume. Plus, it's just so, I think it is, I just look at the time that it says it's going to be, and I was like, that is discouraging. This is going to take 8 hours.
I've had audiobooks that have taken me weeks to finish.
Yeah.
But I can persevere.
Can really suffer for the cause. But we are mid-May, late May right now, and personally we are in the thick of it as far as planning camps and vacations and dads and grads and a lot of moving things. How are you feeling, Melissa, as we go on? Because it is a crazy busy summer for us right now.
I don't like a lot of downtime in the summer.
No.
It doesn't tend to go well if we don't have things for the kids to be doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Including whether they're doing sports stuff or some extras.
Yeah, Gloria's going to be on Fiesta Island all summer.
Yeah, sports stuff. Mm-hmm. And then how can we make sure they don't fall too behind in their academics and vacation?
Take them to the library.
Yeah. And
do all that stuff.
And every single thing we ask them, or we tell them we're doing, they'll ask to bring a friend. All the good stuff.
Yeah, we've got our vacation flights. We're in place and all the travel details. We got camps and day camps and summer overnight camps. And
I have to tell this story.
Swim lessons.
It's so much. Yeah. And
Lego camps.
Flying is at an all-time high right now. In addition to just my dates and everything you're saying, plus my normal comedy dates and a book
coming
out.
You run a business while all your children are out of school.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great times. The super relaxing. Yeah, that's what they say, right? The Christmas for parents is the first day of school. That's when that's when Christmas hits for us.
Yeah.
You were saying how sometimes you can just zone out, just not be
I don't
super
always pay attention to the right details.
Right.
Yeah.
And that you have, when you travel with me, I'm great to travel with because you don't have to think about anything because I'm carrying it all and I'm very good at it. Just based on pure experience. I've done it so many times. And like Claire said that to me yesterday. She was like, wait, you were out of the country. You kept forgetting that I left the country. I left the country twice this last month. You didn't even know.
No, or, I mean, I did.
You did know. Passport drama. Thing, but you kept forgetting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. On this Nate one, you kept forgetting. You're like, wait, you're going to Canada again?
Yeah. I mean, I see like the bank will have like the international processing fees and stuff.
Right,
but yeah,
right.
It's easy to forget because it's just one night.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I said, you can be that way with traveling details.
I think part of it is when you get home from like a long 5-6 dayer, mm-hmm. I kind of go like, okay, I'm in the back seat now.
Right.
And I just kind of check out because I've been so on for like
right.
5 days.
That makes sense.
Running everything.
Right, right.
And having to keep all the details. And so then when you get back, I kind of like pull back and zone out a bit.
Understandable.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's also yesterday was like a brutal day because I land and it was lovely because we're like, let's go to our favorite coffee shop and eat an acai bowl and a donut and have a little cup of coffee. And it's picturesque. It's nice. And then we start getting the kids and you're like, oh, gosh. So much to do. They're so loud and just demanding. And, you know, there's friend drama and there's can I have this? And like, I want to get some
homework.
Money and riding scooters in the house and the music and the karaoke machine and everything is just going.
And I think when you've had a break from it, I know this from my experience.
Yeah.
You get back and you're like, it's louder than I remember.
It's louder than you remember that the Grinch scene in the cartoon when he said things like the noise. And that's what you feel like.
It's they
like,
just keep singing.
Yeah. Noise. He's like, I just have to go lock myself in the room. And I believe I did that around dinner time. Mm-hmm. But I was to say, she has a big national tournament in Ohio this summer.
Yes, Gloria.
Like a big thing. And you had told me Columbus.
I know.
For three months.
It was the city in Ohio.
As I was booking it, you were like, or you can fly into this airport. And you're like, I was like, Cincinnati, those aren't close. And I was like, Columbus is 2.5 hours away from the event, Melissa. And you're like, oh, I'm sorry. I was about to hit purchase.
I know.
Well, $1,600 worth of tickets. It's so expensive to fly right now.
We've been eyeing these Ohio flights for months.
And they have not been getting
cheap. Waiting and waiting for them to go down and swiping to get
more. Yeah, more so we've been trying to accumulate points. Yeah.
To get me and Gloria to Ohio for this week of nationals.
Yeah, and more what I'm waiting for is her to lose interest in the sport so I can save a lot of money so I can pay rent that month.
So, yeah, I forgot which city we should fly into.
Because you are very focused and you can be very detail-oriented, but maybe it is you just when you feel like you don't have to be, you're like, it's exhausting for me to be. You know what it is? It's probably like with me being funny. I can be funny. It's exhausting to always have to do it.
Yeah.
And so when I don't have to do it or say anything at all, I'm like, well, I prefer this.
Yeah.
Or I just need this.
I think it's pretty normal to like you start dropping a couple balls like around a big deadline too. Like last night I was like, I think you have jury duty Friday.
Right.
I don't remember who planned it. Here's
who
the form.
Called what? Yeah.
We've been calling them back and forth being like, he can't serve, you know,
right.
He's out of the country or
right.
the state, stuff like that. Yeah. It's just down to the wire. Like just details.
And I just want to let you guys know that we're incredibly like busy and stressed. And if you don't buy this book, it'll be a failure and all of our work will have be for naught and you will have really let us down and
we're gonna shame you
but not as much as you will have shamed us. Thanks for listening, everybody. Take care.
All right, bye.
Hey, folks, want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up tier. That list is Avril Griffiths, Jessica Sewell, Rachel Kennedy, Code DeGrow, Dave Hoagland, Damarius Diaz Stevens, Nicole Carraz, Tiffany Payne, Farah Journey, David and Melissa Cox, Isaac Taran, Lori Amos, Carrie Teague, The Forgotten Friend Reptile Sanctuary, Jordan Cowan, Courtney Ibling, Juliana Smith, Bonnie Galeando, and Jennifer Ashley Downs.
Thank you guys so much for what you give to the pod.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We carry the largest in-stock selection of Hunter ceiling fans. They provide consistent comfort all year round and also help reduce energy costs. Right now, save big on Hunter ceiling fans when you shop at Menards. View our entire selection of Hunter ceiling fans today on Menards.com. Plus, our weekly flyer with plenty more great deals happening now.
Save big.